Next, the current minister, Norman Lamb, says he'll back proposals to legalise assisted dying if it goes before Parliament. MPs are to get a free vote on a bill that would allow doctors to prescribe lethal drugs to adults with less than 6 months to live should they choose to die. Let us know what you think about this. Should you have the right to choose how you die and when you die? 08459 555 678. I was contacted by a man called Michael, who suffers from motor neuron disease, and he told me why he disagrees with the Care Minister.
I was diagnosed with motor neuron disease in December 2010.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
And had you been ill before that?
No. I lived, for want of a better word, a regular, normal family life with my wife and two young children. And, of course, motor neuron disease tends to have a very big impact on the family circle. But because of the conversations of assisted suicide, people feel obliged to mention it to me to see if it's something that's being considered. And it puts one under terrible pressure to actually consider it when it's not even on my horizon. And they only feel obliged to ask me the question because it's a topic of debate. Now, if it became a statute, I think more people would find it their right to ask a terminally ill person that question, when, of course, it's not their right at all, and they don't know the psychological damage or the thought process that a person goes through. You know, when more than one person asks the question, to think, are you being selfish?
What's the prognosis for you, Michael? What happens with motor neuron disease?
Well, it is a disease that affects the muscles in the body, and you lose weakness, and eventually, what happens is that it affects the muscles in the lungs, and usually it brings on an onset of pneumonia that the body cannot recover from. But I currently have no limited use of my legs. It's not yet affecting my upper body, but it will affect voice box and the ability to even lift my own arms and sit up in bed and feeding and so on.
You frightened?
I've been through that stage. Now I try to not even think about the disease because my two children are still at primary school and my wife, and I find having a positive mental attitude helps me immeasurably. Day by day, I keep happy and try to enjoy every moment of every day with my family. And like I say, assisted suicide is not on my agenda.
Michael, you were 38, is that right? Is that what you told me when you were diagnosed?
Yes.
And you're 42 now?
Yes.
Have they given you any type of time scale? Do they do that?
They do. They say that basically it can go from 18 months is the fastest progression of the disease, but there are strains, and they can't tell you this, that can last for years. Stephen Hawking has motor neuron disease and has gone on for many years. That is the case of other people that are less well known than Stephen. So, genuinely, we never know what's going to happen.
You know, I ask this question because I guess most people listening to this programme will be thinking to themselves, how on earth would they cope if it happened to them? And, of course, the reality is it can happen to any of us. And you just touched there on how you dealt with the fear when I asked you if you were frightened, and you said you got through that stage. But presumably, and I'm sitting here as someone that's relatively healthy, I guess it's got to be terrifying.
There are moments when start, I would have night terrors almost. And don't get me wrong, there are moments when I look at my children and I have sad time, you know, a moment of sadness, wondering, will I ever be there at graduation, or will I be there when they have their own children, or when they find a lifelong partner. But then it's soon overcome by their smiling faces, and I just thank the Lord for what I have around me at this moment in time.
The reason you contacted us because of this discussion that we're doing on assisted suicide. You've just heard from the Care Minister, Norman Lamb, who is to back proposals to legalise assisted dying if it does come before Parliament. Given where you are at, and I understand that you're against it because you feel people may be pressurised, but you know what it feels like to face a terminal illness.
I do.
So therefore, would you not protect the right of that individual to make the decision for themselves, like you're doing for yourself?
Yes, but what I'm trying to say, Stephen, is you have used a phrase there that's very interesting, and you have said assisted suicide, and that chap from Parliament just said that it was restricted to somebody within 6 months. Well, if you know you only have 6 months left and you're at the end progression of your illness, why bring somebody else into it? I think that's completely selfish. If I got to within 6 months of where I want to be, and I know, and I wanted to commit assisted suicide, or rather, I wanted to commit suicide, I wouldn't wait till I got to the stage where I needed assistance. I'd just get on and do it myself, because then nobody else is involved. Nobody else will have the guilt after I'm gone, and I am not putting pressure on other people to feel that they need to contemplate it. If I'm going to commit suicide, I don't need a law to say I need to do it, and I don't need somebody, you know. What I'm trying to say is I know where I'm going, and if I get to a stage where I'm very close to that end, I can do it myself. To ask for assistance, I think, is completely selfish.
And do you mind me asking, Michael, have you ruled out or in doing that?
Ruled out completely, Stephen. I do not believe in suicide at all. But like I say, it doesn't stop other people asking me if I shouldn't consider it. And I think that's an unfair pressure that is being put on me. Neither my wife or my children would even consider suicide, and I wouldn't ask them to take part in it.
Listen, I know this is such personal stuff that you're sharing with us. Let me say thank you so much for picking up the phone. You've really added to this discussion, Michael. So thank you, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you, Stephen.